Bonjour, toujours sur la radio du cinéma, je suis Jenna Suru et j'ai l'honneur de recevoir l'équipe du film espagnol Union de Reyes, l'Union des Rois. Bonjour.
Hello, how are you?
I wish we could speak Spanish, English, French, but your film is actually in Spanglish, correct?
It is, it's in both English and Spanish, yes.
Was it important to you that the film is bilingual?
It was very important to us. The film is about straddling these two worlds, the world in Cuba and the world in Miami, the Cubans in Miami. So it was very important that everyone understood and saw themselves in the film.
It's essential. Languages, as you know, they are the identity of who we are, right? It's how we express ourselves. And in Miami, people speak English, sometimes within the same sentence that they turn into Spanish, and so we call that Spanglish. And our film is very much in Spanglish, and the thing that we wanted to do with the languages was to portray the reality of how Cubans in Miami use language and go back and forth with Spanish and English, and the fluidity of that. But also, because our film is about reunification, it's about unifying two polarized groups, we subtitled in both Spanish and English throughout the entire film so that a mostly Spanish-speaking audience could watch our film and read their subtitles in Spanish, or a mostly English-speaking audience could sit through our film and read through the Spanish with English subtitles.
In France, we have quite a large, dear Francophone community. Do you think that a language in general unites people?
I do think language unites people. And, you know, there are a lot of languages. There's the language of music, which we use a lot in our movie.
Visual language.
Visuals. And so I think there's a lot of different languages. But yes, I think languages do unite people, but there's more. There's more than just language. I mean, we all know marriages of people who meet and can't even share more than 5 words together, and they make it work because I think there's more to language than just language, just the verbal language.
Partners on the film, but also married, marié, femme in life. How is it to work with your loved one?
I coerced her into doing it. So I wrote the script. Lily and I met when we were 13 years old. And we met in an acting class. And because of life and because of choices, I chose to continue to act. And she chose to go a different route. And we had children. And so I continued to act. And she did the more important job, which was to raise our kids. And so when it came time for me to write my first film, I thought, who else better than to play my wife than one of the best scene partners I've ever had growing up or ever, which is this 13-year-old girl who I met in middle school. And so I wrote the script and I showed it to her, hoping that she would want to play the role. And after, you know, wrestling with her a few times to get her to do it, she agreed. And she's just magnificent in the film. And she has, in my opinion, the most pivotal scene. And it really brings the stakes of our film home. And I don't think anybody else could have done it the way she did.
What would you like the international community to pick away from the film and from your character?
Yeah, I think this is a really important film for the international community, because I think that so often we don't see ourselves represented in American films. And in this film, you see Cubans, you see Colombians, and you see all of us and the struggles that we go through just everyday life. And I think the international population is going to feel for the family that we have in this film because they go through the same struggles.
How does it feel to be screening at the Holly Short Film Festival, which screened amazing international cinema? Is it like a dream come true?
It is absolutely a dream come true. Not only to be here at Holly Shorts, but to have Holly Shorts be hosting our world premiere. Our film has not been screened anywhere else. This is our first screening for a public audience. And so we've lived in Hollywood and in Los Angeles for the last two decades. We call Miami home, but Los Angeles has been our second home. So to be able to be here in our second home and to screen it for an international audience, to be able to screen it for independent filmmakers, to be able to screen it for people like you, and to hopefully tap into the universality of the human experience. Because even though it's very specifically Cuban, it might as well be French too. Because fatherhood and being a son and being a wife and being a brother, that's universal. And I hope that you sit down and watch our film and you're able to connect with the characters. That was really our goal.
Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. C'était pour la radio du cinéma.